Experience Maritime Maine is a program that started with a partnership with Maine Office of Tourism and Maine Maritime Museum in 2012. And it was a program that was used to advertise events in Maine that were tied to Maritime Maine, looking from events from the coast of Maine all the way from the south up to the north, highlighting different events in that time. Maine Maritime Museum was 50 years old that year, and some of the events were around that. Others were large events on the coast from the Lobster Festival in Rockland up to the Pirate Festival up in Eastport. The Maritime Maine at that point advertised with a brochure, a website, and some radio advertising, and also had a website that folks throughout Maine, throughout coastal Maine, could send in their events to be advertised on that site. Experience Maritime Maine in 2013 has a little bit of a different look. Penobscot Marine Museum is taking the lead on that, and we're working with a group of partners to look at how we can create a website, reinvigorate the website, really, to be not event-based, but site-based or institution-based or experience-based, so that folks throughout the Maritime Maine industry can get the word out about your products or your industry or experiences that you're offering and use the site as a vehicle for that. We're in a beginning stages of this project, so what we envision happening this year is the development of a website. Terry Bonneville of Bonneville Consulting here in Belfast is designing that website for us. We're also going to produce a rack card and a Facebook page, and we're hoping to involve folks from all the main coastal regions in this effort. We're working right now with a group of partners. There's some folks in this room that are partners. Natalie is on that. Alvin in the back is on that group. And Mike is on that group as well. And we're working to really get down the basics of what this website will look like. We'd like the website to be directed at folks that are coming to Maine looking for these experiences, but also folks that are living in Maine or in the rest of New England wanting to experience these tours or eating establishments or visits to the aquaculture farms, all of the things that you've been talking about. We want them to have a place that's central, that they can go and look for that, and then a place to drive them from that site to your businesses so that what you have to offer becomes more accessible. The way that we're doing that, as I said, we're starting small with a website and a rack card and a Facebook page. Right now we're in the process of developing what that content will be and forming teams to talk about how to get that content out there. The content will advertise different, will really deal with different areas of focus, and I'm going to read you, I'm not on the content team, so I'm going to read you the different areas that the content team talked about. It can be anything from maritime history to education, to marine ecology, science and technology, fisheries and aquaculture, boat building, sailing and boating, maritime art, coastal features, lighthouses that you were mentioning, Astrid, people wanting to come and see that, island life, food, nature and wildlife preservation, or issues that are being considered by folks in the maritime industries in Maine. So really a wide-reaching site that talks about all of these things, and that's able to not only help you to get your sites out in front of people, but also to do featured stories on any of these topics. So it will be a site that folks can go to for information, but also can go to for specifics. Folks that come and say, I really want to go and have a Maine lobster, where can I do that? There'll be a way for them to find out on this site, but there'll also be a way for them to find out about the lobster industry and what's going on with that in Maine. So we're in the process of doing that now. Kathy is a major player in this and organizing this. Do you want to?
I just wanted to say that part of it is, you were talking about selling Maine lobster or Maine seafood, and what we're trying to do, more than just make another place where everything is listed, is to create a feeling about Maine as a place for maritime experiences. We want to create the romance of the maritime experience of Maine. And it's not, I think, just for people, you know, the MOT is, wants to bring people from out of state, but I think a lot of tourism and a lot of money is to be made by those of us in state. I mean, we're here. We go places. I vacation on Vinyl Haven and at Moosehead Lake. And so I think there's a lot to be to give to the people of the state of Maine, too, about our rich maritime heritage and present and future.
So I think that we're interested in gathering information and hopefully having some contacts in each region, each coastal region, that folks can contact for information about that. In the meantime, please give us a holler at the Penobscot Marine Museum. My email there is llodge@pmm-maine.org. Kathy's is kgoldner at the same. You can just go to the Penobscot Marine Museum site and find out how to contact us there. But this group is getting going now, it's getting underway now, and we hope to, in the spring, have a site up, a website up, that we can have folks be ready to access and learn about the maritime regions.
So we'll be gathering information and reaching out to a lot of you, but please reach out to us if you want to be on the mailing list or be involved in any way. We would love that. We have a kind of big group. There are about 28 people, different organizations that have come to the first meeting, and the next meeting will be at the end of January. So just let me know if you want to be on that mailing list.
We also have a number of tourism regions that are sending representatives to these meetings as well. So there'll be a number of points that you can contact to find out more about this and to get involved.
So the other thing I wanted to say that the museum is involved with, and I'm not sure how many of you this would apply to, but there is a volunteer organization in the state called the Maine Motor Coach Network, which is a group of, it started out very small, it's now, there are hundreds of people, usually 30 or 40 come to any given meeting, but it's a group that got together to market Maine to the motor coach tour industry all around the country. And we, the museum happens to be, I think they call it motor coach ready. There's something about, you know, obviously you have to have a parking lot big enough to fit a bus, you have bathrooms, and there are some various things that are all on actually the Maine tourism website. Certain towns are more ready for these buses than other towns. I think Belfast, for instance, doesn't really have parking facility for them. But it's a wonderful group of people. There are a lot of hotels represented, but when I joined, they said, you know, people don't come to Maine just to stay in our hotels. So they want other industries represented. Again, if you want to contact me, I'd be happy to put you in touch with the people with the Maine Motor Coach Network. They actually bring tour guides here. They take them around. They plan tours for them. They're very active. The Maine Tourism is also very active in this, too. So once you get out and into a group like that, it's a wonderful thing to make connections with other people, and also let Maine Tourism know who you are. Because in my experience with Maine Tourism, they really want to hear from people. They have a website. If you have events, or you know, if you start a tour, you can log in on their website and put your events there. They want pictures. They want your story. So definitely a great group to work with. Any questions?
Any questions? I think what's really useful about hearing from these two is these are just a couple of initiatives and opportunities to tap into tourism expertise that's out there, to kind of reiterate the point of working within we're taking advantage of opportunities that already exist, and ways for people to tap into tourism and tap into ways to get the word out about your venture without having to be the tourism expert. If what you really love to do is be a lobsterman, for example, there are plenty of opportunities. And I think Kathy and Liz sort of presented a couple of those opportunities for being able to utilize the tourism infrastructure that is in place. And another person that I'm going to ask to share a little bit before we have a general conversation is Alvian. Alvian is a B&B owner in Bucksport down the road.